During our first service, Pastor Dave just texted me a word that I think goes right in line with what God wants to do, what was just spoken, and where we're going this morning. He said, are you expectant today? Are you expecting 250,000 new followers of me? Right now, the Assemblies of God, we are in the middle of a 10-year strategic plan, Ohio for Jesus, and we're believing for 250,000 new followers of Jesus to be added to the church. We're believing that he's on the move. If you are, you will prepare. Just as expectant parents prepare a room and food and clothes, so I want you to prepare room in your lives. I want you to prepare to feed my new ones. I want you to prepare to clothe them in my robes of righteousness. Begin to expect. Get expectant and believe for what would seem impossible. But with me, all things are possible. And this morning, I believe God is simply on the move, and he is continuing to speak. And he wants this morning to speak to every single person in the house today. He wants to see something mighty take place. And right now, the ushers are going to come forward, and they have a Heart for the House pamphlet. If you did not grab one of these on the way in, if you would like one, you can just raise your hand. You can also go to radiant.family if you'd rather have it on your phone, and you can check it out there, as well as if you are online, you can jump on to radiant.family, go to the About section, you'll see a picture of Heart for the House, and you can experience that on your phone. If you're on your phone in the room or at home, you may need to tap it or hold it down so you can download that into your photos. But we're going to be looking this morning at what God, we believe, wants to do here at Radiant Life Church. He is on the move. He's already shown up this morning as we worship, as we pray. But he has great things in store. And he wants to use you, and he wants to use me. He wants to have us jump into what he's doing, to his spirit in the move, including when we're praying at our home, and all of a sudden he gives us something that's exciting just of who he is to calm us. He wants to move. Here at Radiant Life Church, we are all about our vision is to change lives, develop leaders, and to share the love of Jesus everywhere. And when I think about that, it's an all everywhere thing, to change lives everywhere, to develop leaders everywhere, to share the love of Jesus everywhere. That is what we are all about. And the reason why it matters is so that we can win one more for Jesus. One more can make it to heaven because you are walking the face of the planet. One more can make it. We pray every day, every week, that God will continue to show himself through his church. When I think about the future of what God has, 2 years ago at when I became the lead pastor and we had a celebration for Pastor Dave and Kay, Pastor Dennis gave Pastor Dave a golf driver. So a big, nice driver, which I appreciate Pastor Dennis because we've had some scrambles, which means we all play together, a group of four, and he hits the ball long and far with that driver in the scramble. And when we think about that as a church, what Pastor Dennis felt that God gave him was that Pastor Dave and so many of you, some of you have been here for 35, 40 of our 40 years, like the whole time, quite amazing. Others that have been grafted in more recently. For so long, Pastor Dave, if you know him, he works, he bombs the driver in a good way. On the golf course, it's somewhat straight down the middle. But when he's in church, the spirit, it's long and straight every single time. Like we have been able to experience this over time. But Pastor Dennis gave me a wonderful Cleveland Golf wedge. This wedge is not made for hitting the ball 350 yards down the fairway. In fact, if you do that, you're a superhero and you've bladed the ball and hit it terribly bad. What it's made for is when you're 50 to 100 yards out and you just hit a shot. And what are you supposed to do? Put it right next to the hole. Put it right in the hole. And he spoke a word that has just been something that he's mentioned a few times over the last 2 years. That's what God is calling us to, is that pinpoint accuracy of what we are doing, of what Radiant Life Church is all about. That's why we have created this Heart for the House, so that everyone can know where we're going and what we're doing. The things that we do here at Radiant Life Church, and we want to do them really well, is Sunday services. We believe everyone should experience God when they come on Sunday mornings. We have something called Life Track. Actually, next week, you heard about it on the 13th, right after church. If you've never been to Life Track, we encourage you to come because that's how you get involved in Radiant Life Church. Sunday services, opportunities to experience Jesus. We also believe that everyone should be following Jesus through service and be a part of our team life. The church grows as we get involved in the ministry of what God has for us here. Children's ministry grow as we get involved in what God has here. To be a part of team life and to be leadership or to be a teacher, to be a life group leader on the pastor's boards of ministry, you have to be in something we call our foundations course. And so we encourage you, starting the 20th or on a Friday night following that 24th, we encourage you to jump in to our foundations life group Sunday morning in that room right there during the first service, or on that Friday night, every other Friday night, we're going to be just jumping in for a deep dive into things of God. It's important. Our teams. We also believe in life groups. We believe in discipleship. Our life groups are adult discipleship opportunities. And what we're doing this semester, beginning here at the end of September, is we're going to have a bunch of groups. In fact, we need leaders. We'd love for many of you to jump in and become leaders here coming up. But we're going to have a bunch of them be here in the building. Some will be in homes, so you can feel comfortable. As a leader, if you want to have people in your home, you can do it. Or we're going to be spaced throughout this building in different rooms, just so there's more space for just to keep our distance and those sorts of things. So some will be in homes, some will be here in the building. And our goal is to get out into our communities. We do two things. InReach, we call it, which is inviting people into our small groups so that we can reach and so God can reach them as we are together in a small group setting. And then outreach is when we go as a group to our community to make a difference. Each one of these things we believe is vital. Being discipled and being discipled, growing in who Jesus has called us to be, will do one thing. It'll send us out to make a difference in our world. If we're being discipled and we're not going and we're not sharing Jesus, we're being discipled wrong. Because that is what the message of the gospel is all about, is to win one more for Jesus. And our children's discipleship and student discipleship is our midweek on Wednesday night. We also have adult prayer and worship. We have Royal Rangers and Girls Ministries is our mentoring and discipleship program for 18 and under. And we believe it is of vital importance that our students are raised up to know the Word of God. My daughter, Kate, she's been listening to the word. Last night she came to me, or maybe Friday night, and she's like, listen to this. And she had her scripture verse from STARS class. And she repeated it, or she said it to me. She had it memorized. And I'm like, come on, that's what we're talking about. Our students growing, students being discipled, adults being discipled in life groups, all of us serving, including our children right now in kids' church. There's a whole bunch of young kids that are worshiping Jesus, that are a part of the dance team, that are helping in our kingdom critters with our babies. We want everyone to be involved from a young age. And we believe that Sunday morning should be a powerful experience with Jesus where the Spirit is allowed to speak, where He moves, where He speaks in our lives. That's what Radiant Life Church is all about. That's what we do. And when we do this, we see really awesome things happen. Radiant Care Team, you just heard a few minutes ago, Tara Watkins talk about, you can be involved in a ministry that has now given over 1,000 hours of care. That means sitting with someone who's in need, sending some, we call it the after ministry. After something happens in someone's life, in your life, they will talk with you. They will spend time with you. They will just help you work through and walk through that situation in your life. I think of our safe families. Think of a safe family baby right back there. That families bring in younger children and 18 and under to make it so that these kids never have to get into foster care. It's pre-foster care. And families that will be a part, like the Weiss, of bringing of kids into their home for between a day and maybe up to a year. And there's some people here that maybe you have a heart to help parents that are struggling to bring a kid and to help that parent get back to where they should be so that the kids can get back in their house. I think of our Royal Family Kids Camp, which is our ministry to foster kids, where we have a one-week residential camp, and we give them the best week of their life. That is our goal every single year. And guess how that happens? It's because leaders have risen up to run a ministry. And we believe that when we do these things, God speaks and He moves. Think of the clothes closet here at Radiant Life. And if you're donating clothes to someone, I encourage you, bring them here. Sharon Krepp, sitting right back here, she takes those clothes and then she helps people in safe families that need in foster care, as well as families that are in need in our church community and our greater community. It's amazing as God speaks and He moves. And that's what we believe should happen. We believe that out of these services, there's a heart for the house that should just take off. It should be something that we all have. And the things that we believe are just a representation of someone who has a heart for the house is first, that people are rock star givers. At Radiant Life Church, for 40 years, we have supported missionaries from the very first Sunday. Now, every single month, we get to give to over 70 missionaries and missionary organizations. And we want that number to keep going up. And it only happens as we all give consistently, recurring tithers, those that give 10%. And I encourage you, if you're not currently tithing, the word says to test me in this. And this is our commitment to you. If you say, I'm going to start tithing, if after 3 months you do not feel that God has blessed you, that he hasn't shown up in your life, we will write you a check and give you those 3 months of tithes back. Because we've never had it where anybody came to ask. Because when we do what God and lays out in principles in the word, he always, always comes through. So if someone's here today, you're like, I'm not sure. A 3 month investment. I believe it won't be just financial, but it'll be in your relationships, in your home, in your job, in every single part of your life. I believe God will bless you. And you can get it all back if after 3 months you come and say, I'm not in. We'll write the check. Going above in our missions giving, supporting our missionaries. Then there's our legacy givers, which are go to see the kingdom of God proclaimed, spoken through church planning, sometimes through buildings or through projects, through missions, bigger projects. People who you say, you know what, God has blessed me, and you're able to give maybe 5 or 10 or 15 or maybe even a greater $1,000 to an event or to a church plant. I believe God has called people, raised you up to be in position where you can do something like that. And you know, when I think about a legacy giver, for some of us, that might be just giving a couple $100, and it's a sacrifice. And that sacrifice is what we believe God calls us to do, to see the message of the gospel furthered and proclaimed around the world. We believe in rockstar givers. We believe that everyone should be a part of our team life and be an MVP. This is everyone serving Jesus, everyone following him through service. We encourage that if you are a parent here today, that you dive in to children's ministry, that you help in the area that your kids are a part of. And in fact, this is good news for a bunch of people. Beginning September 20th, our first hour, 9:30 service, is going to have full kids ministries, our Kingdom Critters, all the little kids, as well as kids service. So both 9:30 and 11 will have service just like in this room. We believe that it's important to give people opportunity to serve. And something else this does is it makes it so you can attend a service and you can serve a service. You know what else that does? It means there's no excuse to not serve. That's how I look at it. You come early, you come to serve, and you come to church. Or maybe you come to church and you go serve. We need 22 to 30 adults that would say, I want to be a part of seeing our kids' ministry double and get into that second hour. Pre-coronavirus, we had classes and all that. It's only 2 or 3 more adults per week than before. But we need you to jump in. I mentioned LifeTrack. I mentioned Foundations. If you want to teach with our children, then we need you to jump in those classes so you can then be a part of our children's teams. And we believe serving inside the house. It's not just so we can have a fun Sunday morning, or so we can have a fun Sunday night at a youth service, but it's so that we can then get outside of our house and serve our community with what we do and who we are from inside out. Rockstar givers, team life, our culture carrier disciples. We believe that every single person who follows Jesus needs to be actively discipled. That means we're in the Word. We're studying the Word together. And if I can say it, I pray that we're in the Word on Sunday morning. We preach the Word. We speak the Word. We speak truth. But we all need more than just someone talking to us. We need to be a part of that conversation. And that's what life groups are all about. That's what culture carrier disciples are. We encourage every person to attend or lead a life group. In fact, starting here in just a few weeks, we have our next season of life groups, and I'm looking for 10 to 15 people. You'd say, I would love to be, or maybe you're scared out of your mind. That's okay too. I feel God's calling me to be a life group leader. If so, I encourage you to sign up today. All of these things you can sign up for on radiant.family on the website, on Team Life. You can be a part of Team Life, a culture carrier disciple. You can start giving through our Give tab. Everyone needs to be actively discipled. This year, I mentioned we're going to have Some of these groups meet in this building, those that feel more comfortable with that, and others that'll meet at homes where they feel comfortable doing that. We want people to feel comfortable experiencing Jesus and being discipled in reach, bringing people in so we can go out and make a difference. And the fourth, this is a new one here for Radiant Life Church, is our mission multipliers. We believe that when you are a culture carry disciple, when you're a part of serving, when you're a giver, we believe that the kingdom of God should be multiplied over and over and over and over again. And it doesn't start with a church or a campus. It starts with disciples. It starts with you multiplying, you bringing someone into the family of God, leading them to the Lord where they repent and give their lives to Jesus. Disciples multiplying disciples. It continues for leaders that you serve, that you bring somebody up, you train somebody up behind you. And all of a sudden there's one, not one leader, but now you've raised somebody up and there's two. And then guess what happens with multiplication? Someone comes to know the Lord, now there's two of you. And then you both win somebody for the Lord and now there's four of you. And then there's four of you that win somebody to the Lord and all of a sudden there's eight of you. The kingdom of God multiplies in disciples, in leaders. And we're believing in campuses. On your flyer, you can see that we've got the dotted lines. That's because we believe over and over and over again, whether it be people and disciples, whether it be leaders, or whether it be actual church campuses, we believe that God wants to multiply his kingdom here on the earth. We believe that he wants to move in power and in authority. Today, I believe that God has Radiant Life Church set in a place to see exponential growth for the kingdom of God in the Dublin, Ohio area, as well as campuses as we reach out to Powell and Hilliard and Marysville and wherever God would lead us. In fact, September of 2021, we believe God is going to launch our first campus, that we're going to be a part of this. And some of you, that fourth box, you're literally going to be a part of all three. You're going to be raising up new disciples. You're going to be raising up new leaders behind you. And you're going to go and be a part of a new campus, taking a step to say, Lord, this isn't as comfortable as just doing the thing I've always done, but we have to get out of the building. We have to go and we have to win people for Jesus. It is of vital, vital importance. And this morning when I think about this opportunity, when I think about the things that are taking place and the excitement of even saying, Lord, we believe that in the next 10 years, we're not gonna start one campus, but we're gonna start 10 campuses. That's what we believe God has given us. When we say, Lord, how are we going to do it? How are we going to see the leaders? How are we going to see, even just on a short term, how are we going to find 22 plus adults to be a part of kids ministry in 2 weeks? I believe the Lord speaks in the word that Pastor Dave gave, the word just of the names of God and who he is and what he does in our life. He is with us. It makes me think of Swaziland, Africa. One of the coolest things that I've ever been a part of was going to Swaziland. We helped build a mud and stick house for this grandma. It was unbelievable. I'd say that most of you, if I'm real honest, wouldn't put your lawnmower in what we made for this lady, of what these people live in. And people that they love God, people that love, that they, it doesn't matter what they have or what they don't have. I think of this guy when we were in this one community that he had avocado, and we're like, how in the world does he have avocado? There's nothing growing. I mean, this is amazing. And the missionaries told us that he had to walk 5 miles to a village where they sold avocado, and most likely avocado, that was probably the only thing he's bought, maybe that whole month, all the money he came up with, he bought these avocados. And then he gave them to Americans from Ohio, who most of us didn't even like the avocado. We stomached it because you do that when you're in other places. And because it was important, they said this was a big deal because this guy that normally wouldn't think that way, a lot of people with poverty mentality, giving something away to the people who are supposed to be giving things to them was a huge deal. And just seeing God move. But in that same location, there was a rope bridge that went across what was supposed to be a flowing river. It was right in the middle of a drought, and the river now had just a little teeny creek running in it. And then all the people are going down to that little teeny creek trying to get water, because that's the water that they drink with. They would carry it back to their homes, and there was barely enough water anymore to get, and you definitely had to get your bucket down in the dirt almost, made it unhealthy, just amazing. We got to pray and stand in that river and pray for rain, and heard that very short after it rained and they had water again. Praise the Lord. But there was a rope bridge that went over what was supposed to be this river. And this bridge was, let's say it needed some work. Let's say most of you, there's no way you would walk across this bridge. It had wires that went across, and there were planks that went across on the bottom, and you know you could hold on kind of, but it was fairly stable, except the problem was that most of the wood planks either looked like they were going to break or they were already broken. So then the people, because when the river was flowing, you had to get across, this was the bridge, they would cut down trees and tree branches, and they would put branches across. Which, has anybody cut down a branch in a tree? It doesn't take all that long before it no longer is worth much and would break. So you have boards that you would say are the safe thing, except for the fact that all the other boards are broken. So is the board safer? Is the wood safer? And then there would just be gaps where it might be a 2-foot gap or a 3-foot gap that you would kind of hop over top of. So what would we do? We would take the challenge to see who could run across this rope bridge, probably 50 yards or so, at least I would say, as fast as we could. So we had some of us, and mostly there were a lot of parents on the trip, so parents could literally say no or yes right there. And I'm not youth pastor anymore, so it's okay. I was encouraging everybody, this is awesome, let's run across. And you're running, and when you're running at full speed and there's a 2-foot gap, if you're in stride and that's where you would go, all of a sudden you have to completely change up your stride, right? You've got to figure out, how do I run and then hop over this, and then do I step on the plank that's supposed to be there, or do I step on the log that is not supposed to be there, but someone attached? What's safer? I still don't know. None of us died. So, but I think about the gaps and the problems and the situation of being on that bridge. Now I see Abigail right here, and just for fun, they're in the same location. One night we got to sleep outside on this concrete pad on cots. So I always would have thought of mosquitoes and all that stuff. There were like no bugs. It was super great there, like super great. And at night we were all outside. You didn't really need a blanket. It was just perfect weather. And so Abigail Watkins, her grandma, she was on the trip with us. And so Cindy and I, we were talking through the at night, late into the night, as we were just laying on these cots. And finally Abigail's like, hey guys, could you be quiet? We're trying to sleep. And so my thought was, of all the things that a kid would say, that is the opposite. Normally it's the adult. She's like, you guys are keeping us up. So it was just a fun, fun time. But this rope bridge, the opposition, the separation, the difficulty of getting across it makes me think of what our dream is, to reach Ohio for Jesus, to reach Dublin and the surrounding communities, to launch 10 campuses, to see thousands of new believers, hundreds of new disciples, to see literally in the next 10 years us be able to be giving $1 million a year to missions. That's our prayer, that by 2030 we're giving $1 million a year in missions. And Romans 8, 31 through 39, I think just speaks some great things to what we are in, to what God is doing in my heart, and what I think he's speaking to us as a church. The first few verses, Romans 8, 31 through 34, say, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Paul here is not saying that there will be no opposition. He's not saying that nothing will come against us, because if you know the story of Paul, he experienced everything we're going to read about in this, besides to that point where we're going to read about the sword, which would be death. He experienced it all, but he's saying there is no spiritual force. There is nothing that can come against the things of God. There's nothing that can come against who he is, because he did not spare Jesus. And Jesus went to the cross, and Jesus rose again from the dead. Just like Abraham in Genesis 22 did not spare his son. He didn't withhold his son. God did not do that from us. And now graciously will give us all things. Paul, in no uncertain terms, is telling us our salvation is secure. Your salvation is secure in him. Nothing can come against who he is, because it is God who justifies. And who can condemn us? Nobody, because God has set the table. He has already given us the justification that we need. Just as if I had never sinned. It's already done. We're already righteous in him. We're already secure in him. We are who he has called us to be. The only person that could separate us from Jesus is us with a blatant disregard and walking away from God. There's no one, no thing, no nothing else can move us or remove us from Jesus. In fact, when Satan accuses us, Jesus, the advocate for our defense, stands at God's right hand to present our case. And I'll take Jesus over anything else, any and every day. God has chosen this house to push through the opposition, to win one more for Jesus. He's called us to take leaps on a rope bridge or in the spirit. He's called us to take a leap where we don't know if we can make it in the past. He's called us to take a step. Right now, as we're walking through a conversation on Wednesday nights on racial reconciliation, he's calling us to go into areas that maybe are uncomfortable. We don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. He's calling us to grow and to reach out a hand and to love our neighbor like we've never loved a neighbor before. He's calling us. He's prepared us. He's chosen us. No opposition. No separation. In verse 34, it goes on. It says, Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised. Who is at the right hand of God. Who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword. As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. But he goes on in verse 37 to say, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Church, I want you to know, if you go back just a few verses, in verse 27, it talks about the Spirit being our advocate. Here, it talks about Jesus interceding for us. And I'll tell you what, if you have the Spirit interceding for you, and you have Jesus interceding for you, how much more advocacy do we possibly need? The Spirit of God, Jesus himself, interceding for you right now. Which means whatever's going on in your life, maybe in your marriage, maybe in your job, maybe with real practical things like a refrigerator or a car. Guess what? God is with you, and he will give you the wisdom of what to do. He will help you overcome. He will be with you in waiting to see a child return to Jesus. He's got you. He loves you. He's your advocate. There's nothing, the word says, that can separate us. There's nothing that can remove us. In fact, in a time like right now, no matter what pandemic is happening, no matter what news, which you shouldn't listen to it, but if you do, if you turn the news on, no matter what news is saying, no matter what a Facebook is saying, no matter whatever is saying, we have nothing that can separate us from the love of God. He's with us. In the Psalm 44:22 that is spoken here, it reminds believers that people who trust in God must expect to face persecution. And maybe even death. The poets made the specific point that difficulties and sufferings were coming to people who had been faithful. Which means that believers' suffering and those who suffer is the norm, not some extra thing that could happen. But when we think about these things, we're going to find problems. We're going to find distress. We're going to have issues. We do not have to worry, because none of those things can separate us from the love of God. None of those things can remove us from the hand of our Savior. God has prepared this house to come together and lead our world to Jesus. Nothing can separate us. I believe that right now, in this moment, in our church, I just feel so blessed to lead Radiant Life Church. There are so many churches that aren't back yet, and I'm praying that they can figure out how to get back into the building. But here, I believe because of Pastor Dave and Kay, our founding pastors, and so many that have been a part of the ministry for so long, we just have a feeling of we are going to be together. We're going to serve God, and we're going to trust God. We're going to rely on God. We're going to walk with God. And does that mean when a pandemic or coronavirus is happening that no one will ever get it? Nope. There's a good chance that people are going to get the coronavirus. But what it means is we walk trusting our Savior. We walk with Him. We, in fact, give Him our whole entire life, every part of us, to death. We give Him all of us, which means I want to use wisdom. I want to use just brains. And some of you that are sitting at home right now, you are being wise, maybe because of sickness or other things that are going on in your body. In fact, some Sunday you might wake up and you might just feel that God says, not today. This is the only time a pastor would say this. But if he says that on Sunday morning, then not today, because he can give us wisdom. But as a church, we're united. We're together. We're moving forward. And not because we all have the exact same opinion on a mask or on political stuff or on whatever you want to throw out there, but because we're united in Jesus. Because nothing is going to separate us from Jesus. And therefore, why would we let anything separate us from one another? We must be together, and we're prepared. We're prepared to lead our world to Him. God is doing something special. In 2 weeks, as we have kids' church, I believe that is our first culmination of our multiplication effect. We're prepared to reach our world. This morning, we had someone come to the first service who was like, oh, you don't have kids' ministry. I'm like, 2 weeks, we're going to have it. God wants to do something in us, and He's preparing us. And most importantly, individually, He's prepared you. I hope you know. I hope you realize. I hope you walk in that experience that nothing can separate you from Him. And when you mess up, you're not separated from Him. Just come back. Get rid of that. Put that thing down. He's with you. He's walking with you. Nothing's going to separate you from Him. Stay true to who He has you to be. There's opposition, there's separation, and the last thing today is difficult times. Romans 8, 38 and 39 says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Jesus. And when I begin to look and be just throw this whole thing, put it together, there's no difficult time. There's no power. Nothing can come against us. And why? Those first couple words, for I am persuaded, or I am convinced, or I am sure. I memorized that verse in junior Bible quiz. I don't want to say how long ago, like 25 years ago. It could have been longer than that. And it still is with me because the word of God is sure. And I am convinced that when He speaks, it will be done. I'm convinced that when He gives vision, that He will bring it to pass. When He speaks a word into your life, it is going to happen. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to be wishy-washy about it. And in my salvation, there is nothing, nothing, nothing. No difficult time will separate you from Him. Stay true to who He is. The word power here is the Greek word used here is dynamis, can describe supernatural forces. And as he goes through, he's saying there's no spiritual force such as angels or demons. None of them are powerful enough to undo what God has done in your life. There's nothing in the sphere of time itself that can threaten us. Nothing that can happen in the present and nothing that can happen in the future can separate you from God and from His love. No powers that exist. Satan himself or any governmental system or government thing that happened. There's nothing in all creation, no power that can separate us from the love of Jesus. Bringing it home, he says, or any other created thing. Just to boil it all down, everything is created by God and none of those created things can separate you from Him. And I believe that as a church, when we have a heart for the house, as individuals, we have a heart after Jesus to align with the truths and the principles and the commands of His word, there's nothing that can overcome what His word would speak. I believe God has empowered this house to multiply and expand the message of Jesus. God is doing something special in this place as we come together. He's doing something special in your life, if you're letting Him. He's helping you grow. He's helping you take a step into him. Just being here today means that you're interested enough to say, Lord, what do you have for me? And today, he wants the best for you. And when you give him your life, nothing can separate you from him. When we think about that word, Pastor Dave texted me this morning, we have to prepare. We have to get ready. We have to have people in the positions. We have to have the services. Next year, starting a campus, we're going to have the facility or where we're going to meet. We're going to have leadership teams. We need to be ready to get out of the building. And guess what? We are. We're ready. You can do it today. Let's do it. But as a church family, we must do what God has called us to do. We keep saying in, out, in reach, outreach, being in, serving inside leads us outside. We have to let God move. And I believe that as a church family, these things that have been mentioned, children's ministry, our teams, our discipleship, track of life group, girls' ministries, Royal Rangers, we need you. We need Radiant Life Church to stand up and to commit to being a part. I see the Dameron family right over here, and at least every other Sunday, they come and they sit here during the first service, and then they go serve during the second service. They get to attend one and serve one, and they do it as the whole family. It is so incredibly cool. And I'm asking other people to jump in and to say, I want to be a part. Specifically this morning, I want to be a part of kids ministry. I want to be a part of raising up a next generation where now you can say, I get to go to church and serve on a Sunday morning. There's nothing to stop us. In fact, if you have a smartphone here with you today, I just encourage you to get it out, to go to radiant.family. In fact, if you don't have radiant.family or website as an app button on your phone and you don't know how to do it, I encourage you, come see one of us. We'd love to make it super easy for you. So then all you do is click the logo on your home screen. But if you go over a slide, there's Life Track starting September 13th. If you've not been through Life Track, click on Life Track, sign up. Next week, you get free lunch. We'd love to have you be a part. Next is Team Life. If you're not actively serving as a part of teams, I would encourage you to click on that. You can scroll up. You can see all of the areas of ministry, starting right at the top with our Radiant Kids Ministries team, our Kingdom Critters, our Nursery Hallway, our Kids Check-In teams, our Life Group leaders. You can sign up right on here. And at the bottom, there's the opportunity to say that I've completed Life Track or I'm completed Foundations. And if you haven't, then we're going to contact you because it's important that we're together, that we get in, that we see God move, and that we all have the heart for the house. As you continue to scroll to the side on the home screen, you can see that it says, are you ready to host or lead a life group? If you were just interested, if you're interested, I'm going to ask you, get on there, sign up. Let me know so I can reach out to you and we can have a conversation. This fall semester is 5 meetings. September 1, 2 in October, 2 in November. 5 times. That's all you're committing to. And I need 10 to 15 people that say, I want to be a part of helping others grow while I'm growing myself. And then I mentioned before, if you slide one more, you can get to about. If you want to have this, if you ever are just wanting to pray, you can think of how to pray. Check out our about and you can have the heart for the house pamphlet right on your phone. Put it in your contact or put it in your pictures so you can keep it with you. But that's our close today. As I've asked Pastor Matt not to come out, not to play a song at the end, but just to think, Lord, what would you have me do? Maybe you're brand new. We have so many brand new people to Radiant Life Church over the last 3 or 4 months. If you've not been in Life Track, this is your chance. Next Sunday, get in it. Foundations, let's get involved on the 20th. On the 24th, let's jump into what God has. Let's get a part of teams. Let's be a part of life groups. Beginning next week for the whole church, you're going to be able to sign up for a life group. And I encourage you, we're asking for that night every 2 weeks. We get together, different places, a lot in the building for this next session. Would you let God work on you? If you're not actively being discipled, this is your chance. Let's let God speak and let's let God move. So Lord, as we close this morning, Lord, we ask you to give us a heart for your house. Lord, first our own vessel, who we are. Lord, let us line with you. For anybody that's walking outside of your will right now, maybe not in relationship, Lord, I pray they would turn to you and just ask for forgiveness. And Lord, thank you that you welcome us home. Whether it's the first time, you know, part of your family, or maybe after many times that we've messed up, God, you are so gracious. Lord, but also we're thankful that our heart for the house, for our church. Lord, and I pray you would speak to every single person. How can we give and be in obedience to you? How can we be a part of a team, and what team is that? How can this new attend one, serve one change maybe our mindset of serving here? How can we get involved in a life group? And maybe, Lord, how can I lead a life group, Lord, to help others grow in their walk and their relationship with you? And Lord, for all of us, I pray that you would help us to be disciples who are actively multiplying, that we're actively birthing, Lord, new disciples. We're talking about you. We're praying people into your kingdom. Lord, we're leading up leaders behind us, Lord, to grow your kingdom. Lord, we're even open to new campuses and to praying for sure, for giving, but maybe even to go when the opportunity is right in the right community. God, we ask you, would you move in our hearts? Help us to be all that you've called us to be. And Lord, we thank you for a unified heart, a group that we have a heart for your house. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you. Radiant Life, I love being your pastor. I love worshiping with you every Sunday. I love being able just to experience God, and I pray we're growing daily to be more like him. And in fact, before we go, I just want to mention that we have a marriage night coming up September 18th on a Friday night. And we encourage you to sign up under radiant.family/events. You can sign up for our marriage night. It's $15 a person, includes childcare if you have children. And if you are in a serious dating relationship, you are also invited to this. As it'll be something to encourage you in what that would be. If you're seriously thinking towards marriage as a possibility, then we'd love to have you come. But we'd love to have you sign up so we can be prepared. And it's through Right Now Media. It's a special time. We'll be watching on the screen with some national speakers. And just look forward to it, including snacks, heavy snacks, we're calling it. You can make it into a meal if you need to. But it's 6 o'clock to 9:30 on September 18th. Love to have you come and be a part. Don't forget about tomorrow. Labor Day at Pastor Dennis's. As you leave, you can grab a flyer. He's got sheets out there to give you the information. If you've never been there, that would be a great way just to see what's going on out there. And love to have you all anywhere from 11 to 7 o'clock tomorrow. And last thing, don't forget midweek this week. We had so much fun last week, had a great crowd. Love to have you come as we continue our conversation. Let's start again. Conversation on racial reconciliation. And the goal is, some things might make us uncomfortable. Some things might just be learning. Things we didn't know. Some things are just awareness that all of a sudden we say, okay, I understand something a little different. It's all about loving our neighbor, following the word of God. We're one people. And if there's anything in my heart, Lord, remove it from me so that we can love people around us. Thanks for being here, Radiant Life Church. Love each of you. Be careful what you watch. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you talk about. Savor the presence of Jesus. Have a great week.